This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, the Yes Man. Dear friends, as it does every spring, our journey towards resurrection brings us first to the cross. And in this account of that ultimate sacrifice, the Jesus of Luke's passion is markedly different from the persona portrayed by the other evangelists. In Mark and Matthew, an agonized, very human Jesus is abandoned and battling despair. In John, a divine Jesus is self-possessed and in total control throughout his ordeal. In contrast, the Jesus of Luke's gospel is clearly the Son of God, become our brother, struggling, then triumphing over doubt and fear. In this week's gospel, our brother Jesus is tested and tormented, but preserves his serenity by humbly surrendering to the will of the Father. C.S. Lewis captured this duality when he described this passion as the perfect surrender and humiliation undergone by Christ. Perfect because he was God. Surrender and humiliation because he was man. To say this is a difficult concept to understand and accept is beyond understatement. Why the cross? The human Jesus clearly wished he were somewhere else. The divine Jesus didn't have to show up. He could have phoned in our redemption. The answer is clearly seen in the transformational power of the cross, from an instrument of torture to the transcendent symbol of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What evil has ever existed or ever will exist that cannot be overwhelmed by the cross? What sacrilege, what obscenity, what betrayal overshadows the love that hung Jesus on the cross? My friends, Christ crucified is the big bang of God's grace. The reverberations still carry down the centuries to generations yet unborn. And yet, for a moment, it all hung by the thread. In Gethsemane, sweating blood in anticipation of literally shedding his last drop of blood, Jesus asks, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." The Father's answer comes in the form of an angel who, like a corner man in a prize fight, coached Jesus and gave him strength. Then the angel helps him to his feet and sends him resolutely forward into the ordeal. While his trials, the scourging, the crown of thorns, and the cross all await, the critical point has been passed. Jesus has said yes, and as a result, both his human and divine natures are one with the will of the Father. The tested Jesus becomes the tranquil Jesus because he is the trusting Jesus. And in the end, he's the triumphant Jesus who confidently proclaims, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Inherent in all the moving accounts of Christ's last words, there's a single unspoken word that we should make our very own. That word is yes. While every instinct for preservation shouts no, every reflex screams fight or flee, Jesus says yes to the Father and silently takes our sins to the cross. This week, Christ asks us to follow him, to say yes to the Father, to live in the hope of redemption, to witness the faith he has taught us, to worship our God, and to love our neighbor. Like Christ's answer, our answer is not without consequences, right up to and including a total reorder of our life's priorities. Broken in body, but not in soul, Jesus, our brother, our God, calls us to the cross. When our lives answer yes, this tool of his execution becomes our ladder to heaven. Both God and man, Christ died for us that we might have eternal life. We're saved. We are forgiven. We need only to answer and accept redemption. Especially in this ultimate ordeal, Jesus teaches us to follow him with conviction and commitment, and that requires that we forgive, we love, and we help others, just as Jesus forgives, loves, and helps us. Faced with our own challenges, mindful of our failings, yet blessed by saving grace, humbly, joyfully, we answer, "Yes, I can. Yes, I will." And we answer not just with our words, but with our lives. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.